Thank you very much, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And I am honored to be sharing the panel with these gentlemen this morning on the during the conference on effective public transportation and openness in public administration. I would like to make a few comments concerning not only our experience in the United States, experience in my state of Alabama, and also just some comments about where I think the Czech Republic is going in this regard. The belief that openness is a good thing in public administration is certainly not new. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis, whose parents, by the way, immigrated from Prague approximately 150 years ago, had a well-known saying that sunlight is the best disinfectant. What he meant by this is that corruption and waste can only take place in the dark and out of sight of concerned citizens. I think that's still very much true today as it was back during Justice Brandeis' time. And it will remain true for our children and grandchildren. The big difference today and the huge difference for our children and grandchildren is that we have communication technologies that make it much easier for citizens to find out information and to share that information with others. Communication technology makes it easier for people to ask for information, but also makes it easier and cheaper for governments to communicate with its people. More than 50 countries in the world now have freedom of information laws that require governments to make information available to citizens who ask for it. The Freedom of Information Act in the United States is probably the one that gets the most use. U.S. citizens and others make more than 2 million requests for information each year. I say others because our law says that any person can request information under this act. The best example I know that pertains to the Czech Republic under our U.S. Information Act is a book that was published in 2004 entitled Prague-Washington-Prague, published by the Václav Havel Library. It incorporates approximately 120 cables, most of them classified, that were originated at the U.S. at our U.S. Embassy in Prague during the critical time, November-December 1989. These were cables that were sent to our U.S. State Department in Washington concerning the events going on at that time prior to the Velvet Revolution. It also incorporated cables back to the U.S. Embassy in Prague from the U.S. State Department in response to this information. These, many of which were classified documents, have been declassified 10 years after after they were originated. And through the U.S. Information Act, these cables were allowed to be reviewed. And this book is a compilation of those cables. One thing I should say is that people are amazed at the accuracy of these cables that were an attempt to indicate to our State Department in Washington really what was going on here in Czechoslovakia during that critical time. But it's as good an indication as I know of how people can use and do use the Freedom of Information Act in the United States. There is a cost to this practice. Estimates are that the federal government alone spends almost $250 million a year answering these requests. Sounds like an awful lot of money, and it is. But that only works out to about $1 per citizen per request, and that's not much to pay for the right to know. I think it's also worth remembering that information technology can save the government money. In the United States, April 15th, which is only 11 days away, is the deadline for paying our taxes. I know millions of Americans will be filling out tax paperwork this weekend. And many of you know what it's like to burn the midnight oil just to get your tax returns in on time. But there will also be millions of Americans who will be submitting their tax paperwork to our government electronically. Last year, our federal government received roughly 225 million tax returns from individuals and businesses. 60 million of these were submitted electronically. The number of people who submitted by home computer rose 15% last year, and there's no reason to expect that increase every year will continue to be. Also, I would hope that in the process, our government leaders, as I'm sure you do yours, continue to try to simplify the tax code rather than complicate the tax code, which we have been very good at doing over the years. Hundreds of millions of pages of tax documents that would have needed to be entered into computers at government expense in the past are now entered by the citizens themselves at home. This saves the government millions and millions of dollars. One of the just the common things that take place on income tax forms is naturally your name, address, place of business, children, basic information that probably takes you 30, 40 minutes to an hour to fill out every time you fill out your tax return. This is automatically done every time you pull up this on government electronically submitted tax returns. It's a tremendous saving of time and money. And if there are accountants in the crowd, excuse me for saying it, will allow all of us citizens to become more independent. And as my government and your government continue to streamline the tax process, we'll be doing more of this accounting work ourselves. I'll give you another example of a way the government can save money while making life better and easier for all of us, its citizens. In most places in America, in most states, you can renew a driver's license, renew a vehicle registration, pay a traffic ticket, and register to vote online. instead of having to take time off during business hours to go to a government building, take a number, wait in line, citizens can now take care of many of these jobs at home, any time of the day or night. That makes the whole society more efficient. And having more people registered to vote means a stronger democracy, particularly if they're well informed. I can't stress the need for more and more improvements in e-government operations, not only here in the Czech Republic, but also with my government in the United States. Information technology is advancing so rapidly. We've seen so much take place in just a short 5 or 10 years. But it's only, in my opinion, the tip of the iceberg. The companies that are producing the software to make communication simpler, to make a lot of filing of information more available, and to allow all of us citizens to be more up to date with what our government is doing, what our legislatures are doing, what our parliaments are doing, and to understand what our political representatives are doing when they submit bills in the legislature, how they vote. It makes political people more accountable to the citizens they represent. The more this information technology is driven down to the city level, and my mayor in Prague is on the panel, and I'm sure he appreciates the ability to communicate more efficiently with his with all of his district in Prague, and allows his citizens to communicate more efficiently with him. I commend the Czech Republic and the Ministry of Informatics for making the progress that they have made over the recent past in allowing all Czech citizens to not only access government information, but also to understand more and more what your parliament is doing. It allows us to make more educated decisions when it comes to political elections. Thank you for the chance to be here, and it's an honor for me to represent my country and your country. Thank you very much.